Grace and peace to each of you personally from him who is, who was, and who is to come, even Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. John 1:29. And the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Fellow members of the family of our Lord Jesus Christ, a few years back I found myself reading a human interest story that appeared in one of the Western newspapers of our country. It concerned a young man who, in his early years, went to a one-room school. He was in the outlands, you might say, the backlands of Wyoming. And he took all of his education in that one-room school together with some of the other children out in the ranches areas of Wyoming. And then at the eighth grade, he found himself, of course, finishing his education and moving out onto the ranch and helping his father. And the story went something like this, that during this period of time he had but one instructor during all 8 years, and this man was a man who knew how to play the violin. And he decided that he would teach as many of the children as were interested as to how to play the violin, and this young rancher had expressed an interest in learning how to play the violin. When he graduated from the eighth grade and went to work on his father's ranch, he sort of took the violin home and put it in the closet. For the next several years, he never really used the violin until one day, after several years, he's digging around in the closet and he found his old violin case there in the violin, and he pulled it out and he thought he would play some of the music that he had been taught by his instructor in the first through the eighth grade. The only problem was is that during the period of time the violin had been sitting in the closet, it had lost tune. And the only way that you can tune a violin, no matter what the strings are, is you must start with the A note, and you tune the A note first, and from the A note you can go out to the G, the D, the E, but the A note must first be in tune to tune the rest of the violin. Well, try as he may, he could not get it in tune. And so he came up with an idea. He would write one of the three radio stations in Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming, and he would ask them on such and such an evening at 10:30 on the grand piano to play again and again the A note, as he, hundreds of miles away, would tune the A note on his violin. Well, it was rather interesting. The radio station thought that was kind of a human interest story, and so they told their people what they were going to do, and on a designated evening, at 10:30 at night, again and again, they played the A note on the grand piano, again and again and again, beaming it across the airways, as this rancher, hundreds of miles away, tuned the A note on his violin. And from there, he could then go out and tune the G, the D, the E, all of the rest of the violin, and again play beautiful music. But you know, that's a pretty interesting human interest story. But there is a human interest story this day that involves the A note that is much closer to you and to me than the one concerning the rancher out in Wyoming. And that is the A note that God has sounded in your ears and mine, the atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ for your sins and for mine. And just as that radio station found itself again and again beaming out into space the A note, in order that this young rancher might tune his violin, so also the responsibility which God has given to his church is to sound again and again in the ears of people everywhere the A note of the sacrificial atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ for our sins. Sometimes you might think, well, maybe that only starts in the New Testament scriptures. But a few days back, I sat down and went back into the Old Testament scriptures, and it's full of the message of the atonement of the Lamb of God that is to come. It begins already in the book of Genesis, and you move on into the book of Exodus, and in Exodus it talks about, in chapter 6, I will free you from being slaves to your sins. I will save all of my people. It talks about Aaron, how he should make the blood of the atonement for the sin offering for the people. It talks in the 34th chapter, forgive our wickednesses and our sins, and through your atonement take us into your inheritance. Leviticus is another very interesting book. I found that over 50 times in the book of Leviticus, the concept of atonement is held before the eyes of God's people. It talks about the blood that makes atonement for one's life, the slaughter of the lamb that will atone for the sins of all. You move into the book of Numbers, and the same holds true, and the book of Kings, and the same holds true. And as you move into the Psalter, and Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and Daniel, and Micah, again and again, it is the Lord God is merciful and forgiving, and even though we have rebelled against him, he has atoned us in the offering of the Lamb to come. All the way through the Old Testament scriptures, through the sacrificial sacrifices in the worship of the people, through the proclamation of the word, God again and again intoned in the ears of his people the A note of the atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was to come, that through faith in him they might be saved. But I surely do not have to tell you, it doesn't stop with the Old Testament scriptures. You move into the Gospels, and the message of the Gospels is that this Jesus Christ came to atone for the sins of all. Already in his birth, he is said to be the Savior, the atoner for all people. And we find him at the beginning of his ministry as John the Baptist takes a look at him along the Jordan River. And he points to him and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He spoke with a woman by the well in Samaria, and he talked of his atoning sacrifice. He spoke with a Nicodemus, a leader of the Jewish people, who asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" And entered into a deep theological discussion of the new birth, and he held before him the atonement, saying, "Even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also the Son of Man must be lifted up." And then, of course, the gospel in a nutshell, "For God so loved the world." All the way through the ministry of our Lord, the message was, the Lamb has come to atone for the sins of the world. Not all that far back in your life and mine, we have gone through the Lenten season in which we watched him ride triumphantly into Jerusalem, knowing the reason for which he came. We watched as he was denied and betrayed and misused and crucified, and we finally knelt at the foot of the cross and heard him say, "Father, it is finished." But then, just a few weeks back, we stood at an open tomb as an angel said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" And now we can sing, "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne." But it didn't even stop with the Gospels. You move into the book of Acts and you find the early Christian church sounding again and again in its own ears and the ears of the people around the A note of atonement in Jesus Christ. You move into the epistles one by one, the pastoral epistles, and finally the book of Revelation, and again the note of the atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ for the sins of the world is intoned and beamed out to the world. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is my joy and my privilege this morning to sound into your ears again the A note of God's glorious atoning sacrifice in Jesus Christ for your sins and for mine. I do not have to tell you that we need to be atoned for. All you have to do is to take the Ten Commandments and run through them. "Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle." And you look in your heart, and I look in my heart, and we see something that is not very happy. And as if it were not bad enough, then God says, "And cursed is everyone who continues not in all things written in the book of the law to do them. The soul that sinneth," and it includes pastors and professors and seminarians, "it shall die." But good news of good news. Your Lord Jesus Christ loved you and me so much that he came into this world and he took to himself our sins. He got them all. He atoned for them fully. And through the power of his Holy Spirit, either in baptism and again through the word, he day after day intones into your life the atoning sacrifice, the A note, and says, I have removed your sins as far as the east is from the west. Yes, even those that cause you to blush and hang your head in shame. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. But I need not tell you, you are not here at Fort Wayne just to have your own personal faith strengthened through hearing in your ears the A string, the A note of the atonement of our Lord. You are here to equip yourselves to go out and be proclaimers of that A note to the world that is around. And your professors are here to teach you and train you in how best to declare and intone to the world the atonement of our Lord. You will have to do it, first of all, to your families. Never neglect sounding in the ears of your wife and your children the A note of God's atoning sacrifice in Jesus Christ. But then you will be called to a Christian congregation where from the pulpit and in all that you teach and all that you do, you will be intoning in their ears the A note, the A note, the A note of the atoning sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let anyone ever cause you to think that it is not important for our pastors in their parishes to care for the sheep. Every now and then, I get the impression that it acts as though we are only serving ourselves when we intone in the ears of our people that message. That is one of the prime reasons for which you will be called to a St. John's, a St. Paul, a Timothy, that you might week after week intone in the ears of your people the A note of God's salvation. But then it cannot stop there. We then must look out into the communities wherever we are and across the nation and out into the world in East Asia and South Asia and Latin America and Africa and Eastern Europe and wherever it may be and become a church body that is on fire in intoning to the world, beaming out again and again the A note of the sacrificial atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God who has taken away my sins and the sins of the world. And to intone it again and again and again until God calls us home. Thank you, God, for this day through your word coming and assuring us of the forgiveness of our sins in Jesus Christ and his atonement. Thank you, God, for asking us to serve you in the congregations and in this church body and intoning this message to the world. And in these last days of an aging and tottering world, O God, stir our beloved synod. O God, stir the hearts of our pastors and our people. Stir our hearts, O God, to beam out to the world in the time that is left to us the A note, the atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ for the sins of the world. Please, God. Please. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and mine always in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.